Nemoto presents classical music giants. Robert Schumann, The Romantic Imagination. Narrated with Microsoft Azure using the Ava voice. Running time, approximately 10 minutes. The year is 1830, and a young man sits at his piano in Leipzig, his hands restless, his mind ablaze. Around him lie notebooks filled with poems, essays, fragments of stories. He is as much a writer as a musician, a dreamer who hears symphonies in poetry and poetry in symphonies. His fingers run across the keys, improvising melodies that swell with yearning, suddenly break into playfulness, then plunge into storm. He believes music is not just sound but confession, not just craft but revelation of the soul. This is Robert Schumann, the quintessential romantic, a composer who poured his heart into notes and whose life became inseparable from his art. Schumann was born in 1810 in Zwickau, Saxony, the son of a bookseller. His father's shop filled the house with literature, Goethe, Byron, Jean-Paul Richter. From childhood, Robert was intoxicated by words as much as by music. He wrote poems, devoured novels, dreamed of characters who seemed more real than neighbors. At the same time, he played piano, showing talent that promised greatness. When his father died while Robert was still a teenager, his mother urged him toward a practical profession. He enrolled in law school at Leipzig and Heidelberg, but his heart was never in jurisprudence. He lived for music and for poetry, not for statutes. At Leipzig, he fell under the spell of Friedrich Wieck, a piano teacher who promised to make Robert a virtuoso. Wieck's daughter Clara was also at the piano, a prodigy already dazzling audiences across Europe. Robert studied fervently, practicing obsessively, determined to become a performer. But his hands, strained by overzealous exercises, gave way to injury. His right hand failed him, ending his dream of a virtuoso career. For another man, it would have been ruin. For Schumann, it redirected his genius. He turned to composition and to criticism, deciding that if he could not perform, he would create and he would write about music with passion. In 1834, Schumann founded the Neue Zeitschrift für Musik, the New Journal for Music. Through its pages, he championed young talents and attacked mediocrity. He invented alter egos for himself. Florestan, impetuous and fiery, Eusebius, dreamy and introspective, who debated music on the page. He declared war on the Philistines, those he felt lacked imagination. It was Schumann who first hailed the genius of Chopin with the famous line, "Hats off, gentlemen, a genius." He later recognized the brilliance of Brahms, proclaiming him the heir of Beethoven. His criticism was not neutral analysis, it was romantic manifesto. He believed music was the voice of the inner life, and he demanded it be treated as art, not entertainment. Meanwhile, he composed feverishly, often in bursts focused on a single genre. 1834 to 1839 was his piano years, producing works that remain central to the repertoire. Carnival is a suite of character pieces, each portraying a mask at a ball, friends, figures, even himself as Florestan and Eusebius. Papillons flutters with lightness. David's Bundler Tans enacts the battle of the David's League against the Philistines in music. Kreisleriana captures the wild mood swings of Hoffmann's fictional Kapellmeister. In each piece, music becomes literature, miniature dramas filled with coded references, secret initials, personal symbols. He turned the piano into a confessional and a stage. At the center of his heart was Clara Wieck. She was 9 years younger, but from her teens, she was already a renowned pianist. As Robert's pupil turned colleague, she grew into his muse and his beloved. Their romance was passionate, opposed fiercely by her father Friedrich, who saw Robert as unstable, unworthy, and financially insecure. For years they fought for the right to marry, writing letters filled with longing. In 1840, after a legal battle, they wed. It was the happiest moment of Robert's life and the inspiration for his greatest creative explosion. That year, his Lieder jar, the Year of Song, he composed more than 130 Lieder, songs for voice and piano that revolutionized the genre. Schumann songs are intimate dialogues between poetry and music. He set Heine, Eichendorff, Chamisso, Ruckert. The cycle Dieterlieb traces love's ecstasy and disillusion, beginning with springtime bloom and ending with bitter irony.
Frauenliebe und Leben follows a woman as love and loss.
Liederkreis wanders through landscapes of longing. Schumann's gift was to make piano accompaniment as expressive as the voice, painting inner emotion, foreshadowing or echoing the text. Where Schubert had created song as narrative, Schumann created song as psychology. In the 1840s, Schumann turned to symphonies, chamber music, and oratorio. His first symphony, The Spring, bursts with optimism, inspired by a poem. His second symphony reflects struggle and recovery, written during a period of depression. His piano concerto in a minor, composed for Clara to perform, remains one of the most beloved, its dialogue between soloist and orchestra both tender and passionate. His chamber works, the piano quintet, the piano quartet, string quartets, are central pillars of romantic chamber music, balancing intimacy with power. Yet shadows always lurked. Schumann suffered from bouts of depression, auditory hallucinations, manic creativity followed by paralysis. His health faltered, his mind tormented by voices and fears. Clara stood by him, raising their children, performing, and supporting his work, but the burden was immense. In 1854, hearing phantom music, believing he was haunted, Schumann attempted suicide by throwing himself into the Rhine. Rescued, he was confined to an asylum, where he spent his final 2 years in decline, visited only rarely by Clara at the doctor's request. In 1856, at only 46, he died. Clara arrived in time to hold his hand as he passed. Schumann's legacy is that of a romantic visionary. He fused literature and music, giving voice to imagination, longing, and despair. His piano works open new possibilities of character and symbol. His songs remain unmatched in intimacy and depth. His criticism shaped the canon, lifting up Chopin, Brahms, and others. His symphonies and chamber works stand among the great achievements of the century. And his life, turbulent, passionate, tragic, embodied the romantic ideal of the artist as soul bearer. Listen to Schumann, and you hear the conversation of the inner self. You hear Florestan's impetuous leaps, Eusebius' dreamy reveries. You hear love's rapture in Widmung, heartbreak in Ichgrolnicht. You hear the battle against despair in Symphonic Struggle, the tenderness of Clara's presence in the piano concerto, the dance of masks in Carnival. His music is the romantic soul in sound, fragmented, passionate, searching, wounded, but luminous. Robert Schumann's voice continues to speak, fragile yet strong, reminding us that art is not perfection but confession. His life was brief, his end tragic, but his music remains immortal in its humanity.